You're listening to Here and Now on AM 580. Joining me in the studio is Henry Radcliffe. He is Illinois Public Media's community engagement producer, and he's the guy who manages our community cinema project. The first movie in this current series is The Graduates, Los Graduados. I hope I'm saying that right. It's showing tonight at 7 o'clock at the Spurlock Museum. That's 600 South Gregory Street in Urbana on the U of I campus. Henry, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
Well, tell us a little bit about this first film, The Graduates.
Well, there are many issues facing students as they try to make it through school and get their degrees and get out into the world. And it turns out that not only are the average students having problems, but Latino students are also having similar problems. And the program tonight is a series that's a two-part series. We're only going to watch one part of it, but it's divided amongst six Latina and Latino students, and it follows the different trials and tribulations they have as they're trying to make their way through high school. They're running into problems of homelessness, bullying, other educational issues that are making just getting their education harder than it normally would be for the average student.
It's not just, you know, cramming for tests. There's a whole lot of other issues that they have to deal with as well, inside and outside the school building.
Yes, then there are gangs, there are youth pregnancies, there are a lot of issues, fortunately, some of us are not aware of, but are very important and impact on the lives of a lot of students.
So for those people who are not familiar with this project, the Community Cinemas project that you're ahead of, tell us about what this project is and what you do and what you look and hope to get out of it.
Okay, Community Cinema is a film series, and there are two before December and four after in the new year. And we invite audiences to screen films before they're broadcast on the air, and we try to get some people who can lead the discussion with a little bit of insight on some of the issues that are presented by the documentaries we screen. We get these documentaries from the Independent Television Service.
I was just going to ask that.
And they're also screened, and most of them come from the Independent Lens series.
On PBS.
On PBS. Okay. And they can also be seen on WILO television. They're all very, very powerful documentaries, and that's one of the reasons I like doing the series. It also connects different members of the community together. We try to get people that can talk about the issues that are raised in the film, and if those issues are similar in our community, we try to get people who can address those issues and come up with solutions and have them in the audience so that they can talk with people who might be running into those kinds of problems.
So, for example, tonight, who do you have at the event to lead these discussions to, you know, enhance the viewing experience?
Well, I'll be the moderator. But we have George Chapa, a university professor in sociology and Latino studies, Alejandra Cornell, the president and CEO of Cornell Bilingual Services and Language Services, and a supervisor at Presence Covenant Medical Center, Sue Gray, president and CEO of the United Way of Champaign, and Sam Banks of the Don Moyers Boys and Girls Club in Champaign.
Wow, it sounds like you just have this great, rich resource of people who are going to be there to talk about issues.
And we hope that we get members of the community to come in. The new location has plenty free parking. It's easily accessible off of Lincoln. We've actually moved our time back a little so that you don't have to try to rush from dinner. We're starting at 7 now, and we're going until 9:30. And the space is a really inviting space over at the Knight Auditorium in the Spurlock Museum.
And it's free.
Oh, yes, it's definitely free.
So what sort of feedback do you get from these events, the people who show up, the people who help moderate discussions? What sort of things do you hear back once people see these films and participate in the discussions?
Most of the feedback is often from the panelists, and they're grateful that we've given them a format to help discuss some of the issues that our community faces. Also, a lot of the audience are grateful that they can connect with these people and have a conversation not unlike the one you and I are having. It's not, we don't have to go into an office and go through a lot of different, jump through a lot of hoops to talk to these people. And it's surprising, we often have solutions to issues in our community, but they don't connect to the people that have the problems. And so hopefully by having these screenings, we can connect some people to some resources and hopefully just continue to make this a fun community to live in.
And it's nice because the people just have casual conversations, you know, within these discussions. And afterwards, I'm assuming people just talk about things.
Right. We archive that information. So if anyone can't make it to the screening, they can then get it online.
So tell us a little bit about the other films in the series that's coming up in this series of community cinema.
As I mentioned, we have 6 films this season as opposed to 9. The next film is December 3rd, and it's The State of Arizona, and it's about the this divisive battle over illegal immigration in Arizona that came to a head with Bill 1070 and how that's affecting the people there. And in February, on the 4th, we'll be screening Las Marthas. And it follows 2 Mexican-American girls carrying the gilded tradition of the annual debutante ball in Laredo, Texas. In March, we have the trials of Muhammad Ali. And it covers Muhammad Ali and his 5-year battle to overturn the prison sentence he received for refusing to take military service. In April, on the 1st, is Medora. And Medora is an Indiana community that is struggling to survive like so many of the smaller communities in the Midwest. And in June, we have The New Black. And it kind of focuses on how Black America is dealing with some of the issues of gay rights.
Wow. Sounds like, I mean, you know, they sound very exciting. And if people can't make it tonight out to the Spurlock Museum, are there other opportunities to see these films? Now, you said there are archives, but that doesn't happen until afterwards. But, you know, if people want to see these on television, where can they see them? Are there other opportunities?
These are all broadcast on WILL television on many of our various channels. Tonight's film will be on Monday, October 28th at 9 p.m. And all of the other films in the series will also be broadcast on WILL. And you can contact us or PBS if you want to get a copy for your own personal use.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you for coming in, Henry.
Thanks, Jason.
That's Henry Radcliffe. He's Illinois Public Media's community engagement producer, and he's the guy who manages our community cinema projects. The first movie in this current series is The Graduates, Los Guaduados. It's showing tonight at 7 o'clock at the Spurlock Museum. That's at 600 South Gregory Street in Urbana on the U of I campus. It's free and open to the public, and we hope you want to go. And if you want to know more information, head to our website, will.illinois.edu. And you're listening to Here and Now here on AM 580.